Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bubbles Hargrave. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ben Chapman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Riddle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Combs reaches third base with a triple. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs scores. One out. It's 1-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lazzari. The throw from Riddle and he is out, Hunfield applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Jolly moves to third. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bubbles Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball four. Hargrave moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hargrave moves to third. Cook moves to second. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras takes first base on ball four. Hargrave scores. Cook moves to third. Chapman moves to second. It's 2-1, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Cook tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Larry reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. Pipgras moves to third. It's 4-1, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth is walked intentionally. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pipgras scores. Larry moves to third. Ruth moves to second. It's 5-1, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Kerr pinch hits for Bill Hunfield. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. John Kerr now playing shortstop. Bubbles Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Hargrave reaches second base with a double. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cook strikes out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball four. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pipgras bunts towards the mound. Lyons juggles the ball. That's an error on Lyons. Hargrave moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a line drive towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws to second. Cecil drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Cecil. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Larry hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bubbles Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lyons, and towards Cecil, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to second. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-1 in the game. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pipgras hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Pipgras reaches second base with a double. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pipgras moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Larry hits a pop-up towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pipgras scores. Combs moves to second. It's 7-1, Yankees. Dutch Henry now pitching. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Lazzari reaches third base with a triple. Combs scores. Ruth goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Kerr moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bubbles Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Hargrave reaches second base with a double. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Riddle for a passed ball. Hargrave moves to third. Hank Johnson pinch runs for Bubbles Hargrave. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cook bunts towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson scores. It's 10-1, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Bengo now catching. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig juggles the ball. That's an error on Gehrig. Shires moves to second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shires tags and moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-2 in the game. Riddle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Riddle reaches second base with a double. Shires scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Yankees. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-1 in the game. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to third. Larry moves to second. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Larry moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Kerr scores. Jolly goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, Yankees. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-3 in the game. Shires hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-5, Yankees. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Bengo reaches second base with a double. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cook for the out. Bengo moves to third. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Reynolds is chasing the ball. Chapman rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park two-run home run. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Kham hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Riddle hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-2 in the game. Henry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Combs reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Combs. The throw from Riddle and he is safe. Combs steals third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs tags and scores. One out. It's 13-5, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Lazzari takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Gehrig is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 13, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Samuel Byrd now playing left field. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-7, Yankees. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.